Into Wonderland radio program presents
The Queen's Prisoner by Michael Giroux. The Duchess is in prison and I know why. I believe the Queen put her in prison. She is in prison because she did stuff, for example, throwing a baby. Maybe she got caught at her house? I don't know. I believe she got caught in a day. She might have ruined a croquet game. It probably took at least a deck of cards to take her down. I still have many reasons, but I should leave because the Duchess will be coming back soon.
Wild Madness by Karina Nichols. I think the Queen uses hedgehogs and flamingos for croquet because they don't have stores. The hedgehog's body must turn after that, and the flamingo's head must be having a headache right now. The Queen should go to jail for abusing animals.
In an Interview with the Queen by Sophia Roberts.
Hello, today I will be interviewing the Queen. Your Highness, what can I call you?
Your Highness.
Okay, thank you. When did the cat without a head happen?
When I was playing croquet.
Where was the cat?
In the palace garden.
Are you worried about the bottomless cat?
No.
The king and the executioner can figure it out themselves.
Who alerted you about the cat?
The king.
Are you worried about the cat?
Hardly. I don't really care about it.
What will you do about the cat without the body?
I will build a body and cut the cat's head off.
Speaking of cutting off heads, I'm in the mood for cutting off someone's head.
Well, I think that this interview is over.
Does the Duchess know too much?
My Tristan Cafe.
Is it just me, or have you ever wondered why the Queen of Hearts say she needed the Duchess' permission to behead the Cheshire Cat? What does the Duchess know that others do not? How close are the cat and the Duchess? Maybe very close. Maybe the Duchess does not care. But my opinion is that the Duchess and the Cheshire Cat are pretty close for the Queen of Hearts to say that she needed the Duchess's permission to behead a cat. So, that is the end of my presentation, because the Duchess is always here.
Sell Me by Manuel Bruce. Maybe the Queen of Hearts is so mean because someone made her feel bad. Maybe it's the Cheshire Cat because he was sassy. Anyways, whatever the person or animal said to the Queen of Hearts, it made her feel bad. Maybe they said that she was sassy and mean. Do you think that anyone is going to stand up to the Queen? I don't think so. Or if that happens, it happens rarely. As I said in the beginning, she might be mean because someone made her feel bad. Well, the Queen might have been in a fight, but she lost it and she became mad. Most of the queens live in a castle, but this queen is in a red castle. I should go. She is going to chop my head off.
This has been an Into Wonderland radio program presentation.